Blog Talk Radio.
George Gamond, hope you can hear me. Hopefully everybody's having a wonderful Thursday afternoon. It is Thursday, I guess. Sometimes you lose track of days. When I was working 9 to 5, 5 days a week, I was kind of stayed at top of it. But now I'm doing things every day, and the days kind of run together at some level. So how is everyone today? You're having a great day. So I posted in the chat room a link. It's Spirit. Oh, okay. No, wait a minute. Okay, it's spirit.learnitlive.com/George Gamond with capitals. And what that is I'm going to start giving classes online, and it's under the spiritual section of learnitlive.com. And so that's the link. Now, I don't have an actual show set up yet, but I will soon. I've been working on it. And it's going to be about developing your own intuitive skills, certain tools that you can use, which are very simple, easy to come by. Some you don't even have to get anything. It's based on your own, using your own body, if I use that expression, to get answers, to get yes and no answers, and in some ways beyond that. So I'm going to show you and demonstrate certain tools and talk about my background and doing this work for the last 25 years and some of the pitfalls, some of the positive things, and some of the negative things about developing and using your own intuitive bills. Now, I'm a channel, a trance channel. I don't need any tool, but they help. They help a lot to kind of verify things. And so I've been using various tools over the years in various places. And I think working with other people, it kind of shows somebody, oh, yeah. Okay, I have a caller or two, so I'll take the callers in a minute. All right, well, enough about that. Enough about what I'm going to be doing. So I posted that link. So if anybody wants to go there and write it down and look up and find out when I'm going to be doing shows, classes. First class is free. So it's free. Free is a good word, right? Then after that, it's $10 per individual per show, which is good. Okay, so leave it alone. The other thought let me take a caller, but then I'll get into what I was going to talk about. And what I'm going to talk about is the concept of archetypes. And because that got me thinking about, and I read an article from a ex-professional football player who now regrets playing football. So I wanted to tie that in with the concept of archetypes and do a little bit talk about that. And I also wanted to talk about the idea of being in the zone. Now, in the Abraham teaching, being in the vortex, but we'll talk about that a little bit, and I have some articles to cover. So just kind of all over the place, but being in the vortex or being in the zone is where you want to be to have the universe bring you whatever you want. Simply put, that's a simple statement. Being in the zone, being in that place, is where you want to be to get whatever you want. Okay, let me take a call. Then we'll get more into this whole thing about archetypes. And I have some interesting articles to go with it. I have a great story from Pam Grout that I wanted to read. It's about this sort of thing. Okay, so what's going on? Okay. Hello.
Hi, it's Susan.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing okay. So, what's going on?
I have a question about my daughter's boyfriend, who is now her, ex-boyfriend, and she believes he's seeing this girl named Lauren. So
okay.
I want to know, is this like going to be a short-lived relationship?
Let me ask you a question. Let me cut you off a second here, because I'm going to try to get you back into the vortex or the zone here in a vibrational place. And I know you're not going to like me for having you do this, but I'm going to ask this for you. What does it matter? How does it affect you?
It's not going to affect me.
Okay, then
one way or the other, really.
But if it's a negative thing, and if he doesn't have a positive relationship with your daughter now, do you want him back in her life?
No, I don't. No, that's
okay.
not what we're asking. I just want to know because we don't. We're not sure if he's actually seen this girl. Like it, but
okay.
that kind of does matter as to you know the scope of things here.
Okay. Is he seeing this girl? Oh, well, I'm going to give you a quick answer, and then we'll move on from there because this is.
Okay.
Do you know her first name?
Lauren.
Yes, but it's not serious. Yes, but it's not serious.
Yes,
yeah. but it's not serious. In the sense of not serious, he doesn't want to do anything serious. He doesn't want to take it to a serious level. Okay? Playtime.
Yeah.
It's playtime.
Right.
Okay?
Okay. So it's probably
That's
a
it.
Short-lived thing. All right.
Well, as long as she wants to play, but she has a different point of view, she doesn't necessarily want to play forever.
Right, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
it's
short-lived
to be in.
Sense that she gets tired of him like just wanting to be a boy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I get it.
So you need to, yeah, you need to pull away from that situation.
Well, no, I'm really asking for my daughters. I'm not asking for me.
Okay.
She asked.
And what's your daughter's attachment to him?
They had a child together. And they're kind of battling and for custody right now.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, that relationship is not going to have an impact on your relationship with the grandchild and or your daughter's relationship with the child because just obviously there's no need to – they're not creating a family where the child's going to be stolen away, okay?
Right, right. I think it bothers my daughter because she feels like she's going to be replaced. And even though that can't happen, she doesn't want to even come close to that, and it's bothering her.
It won't happen.
She feels like he left her for this girl. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, but he would leave for other people, too. So he's just not – he's a boy.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
You take care.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, let's get into this whole thing about archetypes. And if anybody wants to call in or if you want to talk about some other subjects, that's cool. If you want to hear from a past relative, that's cool. If you want to know about a past life that you lived, we can do that. I always like to do that stuff. I like to get messages from relatives or friends and family. Those are the non-physical world. And what they might have to say about you and your life. And I enjoy that. Also enjoy talking about your past lives. Okay, so, but talking about all that, let's move into something else that I thought was kind of interesting in this whole idea of archetypes. And I've studied this, and I find it really fascinating that different books and different authors and different channelers have different points of view on archetypes. And what they mean, and that we all have a dominant archetype. And let me go through some of them that I know about, and there's others, of course. I'm not saying written in concrete, these are the only archetypes. But in my studies, this is the ones that seem to pop up the most. What we have, and the one I want to talk about is the warrior. And the warrior is, there can be a warrior in different ways. You can be a police officer, can be a warrior. You can be a football player, what I'm going to talk about. You can be working for Greenpeace and be a warrior. So there's a lot of different ways. A soldier, of course. A politician can be a warrior. So there's a lot of different ways to be a warrior. Now, there's in the archetype world, there's what they call the king. It's like the CEO of a company or the president of a country. Or the dictator. So there are kings, and even in, you know, in families there can be a king, you know. It's that ruling kind of energy, okay? Now then there's the sage in the archetypal world, and the sage is the communicator, ones who love to communicate and give ideas and teach and communicate ideas to people. Now, the next one, which is kind of related to that because it's good to be a teacher or to be in service to humanity or a server to be in service to humanity. And there's so many different ways, a nurse, a mechanic, just there's the actually, according to the, you know, the material on this, that the majority or the highest percentage of people are of this archetype, the service archetype, because it's the most prevalent thing that we need. in our side. Now, okay, so then there's the priest, and you know what I mean by priest. It's just a person who's religiously oriented and who loves to teach from a religious point of view or a spiritual point of view. You could be very spiritual. You could be a Deepak Chopra and be a priest in a sense. Okay, then there is the observers, which are the scientists of the world. And I think I covered, oh, no, I know there's a couple more. But then there's the scientists of the world, those who are the academia, who study constantly. And then there are the artists, the creative people, the creative, the artists in many different ways, different forms of artists. But the cool thing about archetypes, and I know why I'm giving a lesson on archetypes, but I am. The cool thing about archetypes is that you may have a dominant one, but you have all seven of them. And hopefully I've covered all seven. I didn't write them down, but covered all seven. You have all seven of them within you. So at one time or another in your life, you're going to display the qualities of all seven. Now, some are more dominant than the others. And so those ones would show up the most in your life. Well, the other ones, probably some of them, kind of like really at the bottom and you don't use very often. You know, if you're kind of shy and withdrawn and, you know, kind of like into reading a lot, you may not be a king very often. That one may not dominate, but it's there. It's in you and you can bring it up from time to time in your life. So the reason I bring this up, and I was thinking about this football player, and I read an article that he said I should not have played football because of the injuries. And you know, there's this whole big thing about concussions. I really believe that they're trying to make an effort to reduce the number of concussions in professional football and college because it's ruining people's lives. But my spin on this whole thing is that this person came into a life to be a warrior. And you can't judge people who become warriors and say, well, you should have never been a warrior. Maybe he could have been a different kind of warrior, but still, people come into their lives to be these certain archetypes, these certain sets of skills. So I look at athletes like a football player and some other athletes as warriors. That's what they came to be. So I have to have a very sympathetic point of view towards them because this is why they're here. Now, you could be a soldier. Some people go, why would you be a soldier? Well, that's your nature. You're a warrior. And they even talk about it. I'm a warrior. I go out there. I'm a warrior. So that's their nature. That's who they are. You know, it's like the artist. Now, you can be a warrior and an artist and have all these different things in your life. And then sometimes as you go through a lifespan, one of your archetypes within you might be more prevalent. You might have been the warrior, but then later on you could become the king, right? Or the leader of something. Or you could have been the server. But so they role play, but I don't judge warriors. Okay, so let me get in back to the next one. My next point. And then I got some articles. Let me skip that a minute. Anybody wants to call in and talk about whatever that you want to talk about. Let me get into Pam's Grout's article, and I like Pam because she's a great art writer, and she wrote two books that I'm really interested in, and I've read Pam E Squared and E Cubed. She's a practitioner of not just the law of attraction, but also of the Course in Miracles. But she wrote this article, and it was about a friend of hers, and I thought, and then she, the very end of the article, she really does tie it into our connection with the universe. Or she calls it the field of potentiality. The universe constantly spins out new galaxies, wanting to shine through you, to speak through you, to expand through you. And that's what she tweeted. She said, this is her tweet. The universe constantly spins out new galaxies, wants to shine through you, to speak through you, and to expand through you. Tells a funny story in her book, Big Magic. She was working as a cook. Now, Elizabeth Gilbert, obviously, I don't know Elizabeth, but I guess Pam does, right? She was working as a cook at a ranch in Wyoming. She was drinking beer one night with a cowboy named Hank, who told her about the instructional tape he had just bought to learn how to imitate an elk's mating call. I spent an autumn near Rocky Mountain National Park one year, and I can attest that Gilbert's description of a bull elk calling for a mate is extremely accurate. An eardrum-shattering styrofoam against styrofoam screech. Okay, so the, think of this really high screech, I guess. We'll have to look it up. We'll have to find elk sounds, right? Mating sounds of an elk. Ooh, how fun. So while we women are listening to tapes with yoga mantras, these Wyoming hunters are mastering their ability to imitate runting elks, right? Gilbert, who thought this was the funniest thing she had ever heard, eventually convinced Hank to go get his Larry D. Jones mating call tape, and possibly because of just a few too many beers, the late night duo hatched the crazy scheme of taking the boombox out into the woods, giddy and laughing, and as she says, not in a tone with nature and the least, they stumble through the woods with the artificial bull elk's mating call twanging at full blast. Now, I visualize this, and that's just the story is going, that they get together, they're having a few beers, and they thought, oh, we got this tape, and we put them in the boombox, and we're going to see if this works. We're going to go out there into the woods, taking the boombox with us, and see what happens. Okay? And too many beers, you'll do crazy stuff, right? Suddenly, there's a crashing of branches, a 700-pound bull elk exploding towards them. He snorted and pawed at the unprepared, and as he prepared for war against his rival bull elk. Suddenly, Hank had the good sense to throw the boombox as far as he possible. Now, why would she get into this story? And that's why I'm going to finish it up. But that's kind of a funny concept. You know, just certain things in nature you don't want to mess with, right? You don't want to mess with a 700-pound bull elk who's in mating season. No. Not the smartest thing to do, right? And they got a picture of one, and he's got antlers, like huge. I know it's the same one, obviously not. But he's got these huge antlers just like everywhere, right? And no, I don't think you'd want to run into this. You don't want to be mounted by this, especially. So I tell you this story partly because I think it's hilarious, but mostly because it reminds me that I can get my boombox on the right frequency. The universe is going to show up, snorting and pawing and ready to move into my life. It's out there. It's ready to go. It's digging up the earth with its paws. I just need to get the frequency that calls it in. Okay, so that ties into my whole thing. After all that, the whole story, and then I'm back to where I was going to start with about talking about what I wanted to talk about was being in the vortex or being in the zone. Being in the zone is much like being in that vibrational place that she talked about, the elk call. The elk call to the universe. If you can get into that vibrational place that connects with the universe and all that you ask, everything will flow to you. Magically, I don't know if I'm going to use the word magically. Somebody just kind of was listening and got away. That's all right. Okay. But it's kind of an interesting thing when I talk about being in the vortex, being in the zone. Now, how do you get there? Now, we can develop that. We can talk about that a little bit. How do you get into the zone, right? Do you think it's easy to get into the zone? I don't think it is for a lot of people because we're so distracted. And we won't talk too much more about this, and I have some other articles to cover, and if anybody wants to call in and talk about what you want to talk about. But I will make one point that I think is really important of getting into the zone. Well, there's a couple parts to that. One is living in the now. Being in the moment. I'm going to use an athlete, for example, like a quarterback in a football team who's in the zone where everything slows down and there's just this complete focus on what's going on in the field. He's in the moment, or she. You know, she or he's in the moment. They're exactly in that moment. They're not being distracted by what's going on around them and who's in the stands or what they got to do later and the party they're going to. They're completely focused on the moment and what they intend for the moment. So when you're focusing on presenting what you want to the universe, now Pam has a system of, well, something she uses and suggests that we put a command out to the universe. In 48 hours, I want this in my life. I would like this in my life. I would like this to happen, whatever it is, 48 hours. And I've done it a couple times, and it seems to work really well. But you got to be focused on that. You can't be distracted. Getting in the zone is a feeling good. You got to be in a feel good place. And then you have to be in the moment. You have to be there. You have to be focused on it, on what you want. And you can't be distracted, especially by negativity. Let's say I have a caller back. I'll take the call, then we'll get into some more articles. But I mentioned this being in the zone, and I've been working on being in the zone more, which means being in the moment, because I only have the moment, and staying focused on the moment, and staying out of the future, and staying away from the past, especially those negative events, right? Okay, so let me take a call. And we'll get back into a little bit more on some of these articles that are kind of related on this to this. Okay, so hello. Hi, this is George. Who am I speaking to?
Victoria.
Victoria, how are you? You're a little quiet. You might want to try to speak up a little bit.
Okay, let me. Better. Is this better?
That's a little better. Yes. So what's going on with Victoria?
I wanted to ask you what you see in regard to my love life.
Oh, the old love life routine, huh?
Yes.
So what's the problem?
Well, I don't know how much detail you want me to give
you. Yeah, as much as you want.
Well, I met someone this past summer in August, and we were dating for a couple months, and then things kind of started going backwards a little bit.
I got the word haywire, a little haywire. You know what I mean by that? You know what haywire means? Okay, never mind.
No.
Well, you have bundles of hay, right? And then they put mm-hmm. wire around the bundles of hay to keep them in place, right? But if you snap the wire, the whole thing falls apart. Haywire, it just, choof, it falls apart.
Mm-hmm.
And the hay's everywhere.
Yes.
I lived on a farm. I kind of knew that stuff. Okay, long time ago. So what's going on? Okay, so it's going backwards, right? The relationship's going backwards in the situation.
Right, and I think that kind of happened when we got to the point where, okay, now we've been dating for a little while now, so we should probably go to the next level, you know.
And that's
I don't know if
that's when fear kicks in. That's where fear on his part kicks in. I don't want to go to the next level. I'm not sure I need to go to the next level. I'm not sure you're the one I wanted to go to the next level with. Okay? I mean, I'm hearing this psychically mm-hmm. as much as doing years and years of this stuff. But yeah, it really feels like, what's the word I get? Very hesitant about making that next step. Didn't have everything in order to make that next step. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not so much like you can't blame yourself. You can't really blame yourself. You couldn't have done anything more. Absolutely not. You didn't screw it up,
right?
Basically, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just and when you say that things weren't in place for him, that kind of makes sense to me, because I know he also was trying to get into a new career and get a higher position and all of that. So I feel as though that has to be part of it all. It's just very difficult at the same time, because when we kind of had conversations recently, it's not that he's saying he doesn't, you know, that he's not into me or doesn't like me. You know, he'll say he cares for me and he enjoyed spending time and all these things, but he's questioning himself and he, you know, I don't know. So it's hard for me, and he hasn't really opened up too much about that. And so basically I'm at a point where I'm not sure what I should do. I mean, I really thought
Whoa. Yeah, you're in an interesting situation because you can't pull him into a relationship.
No,
okay?
And I don't want to force anything. I mean, obviously I want him to willingly, you know, want to be in a relationship, but I guess I'm just at a point where I don't really understand if, like, he just needed some time to kind of get things settled with his career, or is this just something that's like I should just move on from and not have give him time?
Okay, you want to know, you want Spirit to tell you what would be at this point in time the best thing to do. I mean, you're getting the prediction part of it is that will it ever work out, and the answer is no. But then that's when I say no to that, people change their things, the future kind of evolves in different directions. Okay, so at this point in time the answer is no. Could it change? Yes. But is it a strong possibility of changing? No. Can you do anything to make it change? No. The only thing you can do to make a change is to pull back. Pull back. The only thing that would cause him to step forward is missing you. Missing you. Okay? But see, the energy I kept getting about him, and I don't even know his name, but he's in your auric field big time. You really care about him a lot, don't you?
I do.
Yeah. He's big time in your auric field. I get the impression that he loved you. Okay, I'll use the word love, but I don't get him being deeply in love with you. In love with you enough, and this is obvious stuff, but it feels a really strong energy here. He wasn't in love with you enough to change his place in life, okay? To drop all that stuff and to pull you into his world despite what he had going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know people that they might, that, you know, they're going to law school, they're doing this, they're doing that, they're not set in their career, but they're madly in love, and they get, you know, and they connect anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So he was not at that place. Could he get to that place? I don't get a strong energy around it, but it is a possibility. The safe thing for you to do is pull your energy back.
Well, I haven't. Contacted him or anything for a couple weeks now,
and the only
so
other,
I
what
know.
I hear what I hear for you is something's better is coming. Something better is coming. Something is better that's committed to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Something better is coming for you. Okay.
Okay.
That's a beautiful thing that you will be in love again soon.
Mm-hmm.
And you
when
won't
do you
repeat
see that happening.
You won't repeat this pattern. You won't repeat this pattern. If you're open
okay.
to the possibility, and I feel like you're a little shut down to the possibility, it feels like before March, but you got to be open to it. You got to be open to it. Okay. You can leave this call, or any psychic or anybody you talk to, and they say somebody's coming in your life, and if you go out, leave the call going, yeah, right, sure, I don't want anybody else, then you won't. But if you go, yeah, I'm open to it, I really want to, I want that in my life, and I'm asking God or the universe for that, then it'll happen. Okay.
Okay.
Because you really want to be in love, absolutely, positively.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Okay, so it'll happen. And so the expression
okay.
I hear for you is let the past be the past.
Okay.
Don't drag him around and don't drag him into the next situation.
Okay.
Okay, got it?
Okay.
Take
All
care.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're
All
welcome.
Right. Bye.
Okay, so I was talking about being in the zone. Because that's a perfect, what she was going through is absolutely perfect for what we were talking about, being in the zone, being in the Abraham material cause, being in the vortex, creating what you want. And you have to be in a positive place. You can't be distracted by, like, the past or somebody that was in your life. You have to be focused on what you want now, and you have to feel good about it. The quarterback wants the wide receiver to come open so he can complete the pass. And his focus is on the wide, excuse me, what receiver is open. So he's scanning the field. His focus is there. His focus is not about his girlfriend in the stands or his mother at home and or the party he's going to later after the game. His focus is right now. He's in the zone. He knows exactly what's going on in the field, and he knows where the ball is going to go. And you can take that to any sport or activity. You can take it to a golfer. His focus is right there on that ball. His focus is not about the last hole, the mistakes he made, his the last game he played, the bogey he just made at the last hole. His focus right now is on the ball and where he wants the ball, telling his body, commanding his body, commanding the universe that I want the ball to go slice it to the left because there's a dog leg to the left, if you know what that golf terms are. So it's anything in life. The artist is the same way. Artist is focused right now on what they're working on. They're not being distracted. You ever known a really good artist and you try to walk into their studio while they're working and you'll get the anger of the vile attitude, like, get out of here now. So that's what's called being in the zone. So the last caller, if you're in that zone of love, you can feel that energy of love. If you know what it feels like to be in love, if you know what you want as in love and the feeling and the emotion of love, then you're in the zone. And then you're putting that energy, that vibration out to the universe to attract that to you. That's what it's all about. Whatever it is, if it's money, then you're feeling and you just got this great feeling of money and, you know, love money in a positive way, not in a negative way. But, you know, you love what money will do for you, the freedom that money is going to give you, the possibilities that money is going to give to you. So you're in that zone, that feeling, and you're not distracted by, oh, I'm so broke. You know, oh, money never came to me. So that's what I've been talking about. I have another caller. I'm talking about being in the zone or being in the vortex, according to the Abraham material. I like the zone myself. It's just being in that spot, that place where everything comes together. Hello? Oops, scratchy. Hello?
Are you there?
No, I'm here. How about you?
Hi, yes, I'm here. My name is Christina, and I'm calling from Maryland. How are you?
I'm doing well. How is Maryland these days?
Well, we are actually getting ready for a very big snowstorm.
Ooh, how fun. She's
I'm
going,
sorry?
No, it's not. I said how fun, and you're probably thinking, nah, it's not that much fun, really. Right?
Actually, I'm quite the snow bunny, so I'm excited for it.
You're a snow bunny. Okay, so what's going on with you today, Miss Snow Bunny, huh? You're an SB, huh? Are you there? I lost you. I lost this lovely lady from Maryland. Are you coming back? Where did you go? I don't know. She disappeared. It fell. The snow must have gotten in the way, right? I'll come back. I'm here for a few more minutes. I got 10 more minutes of the show. 11 more minutes. 10 minutes. 11 minutes. Something like that. So let me just grab an article, and then we'll cover that. There's a bunch of stuff I wanted to talk about, but mainly I want to talk about being in the zone. Okay. Oh, what was it? Fears that kill a relationship. I thought this was a really, really interesting little article. Fears that kill a relationship. Now, we've been talking about love here, and people are bringing up love. And these fears will get you out of the zone. They'll get you out of that energy of a positive relationship. If you're using my analogy about being in the zone and in a relationship, relationships must be nurtured and require a clean slate. No matter what type of experiences you've had with past relationships, when beginning a new journey, you must be able to wipe the slate clean and begin again. So that goes for that last caller. You don't really let it go. Time to move up into a new place. If you allow yourself to be consumed by fears, it will kill your relationship. There here are fears that kill a relationship. Oh, these are interesting. If I don't get these done today, I'll come back to them tomorrow because this is really important. And these are fears. These are not actual events, but they're actual fears. Oh, caller's back. Oh, another caller. My friend from wherever that. Oh, bunch of calls. Okay, let me take them real quick. Now, okay, so this one came in first. Hello.
Hi, this is Christina again calling from Maryland. I'm so sorry. We had a bad connection.
That's all right. Go ahead. What's going on in Maryland?
Okay.
With you?
So, the reason I was calling is I recently have felt like there's like a presence around me.
Presence, like a person, like a spirit of some form, right?
Correct, yes. And
okay.
I was wondering if there was anything that you saw.
Well, I got yes, there is. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Feels female. It feels like it's a feminine energy that coming representing itself as a feminine energy. I don't know if you feel that because to me it feels a little bit softer. Okay.
Okay.
It's got to be an ancestor. It's got to be an ancestor, and it's got to be an ancestor on your father's side, not your mother's side. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Is your grandmother alive?
On my mother's side, yes. On my father's side, no.
Okay, that's the one it is, because I said father's side, didn't I? So that's who it is. Mm-hmm. Grandmother, father's side, watching over you, watching you. She has...
Okay.
She's not gonna, there's no harm here. She's just there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The presence. You could ask her questions and you'll get answers. You may not hear it. I mean, not verbally. She's not going to shout out at you, but you'll get these little indicators. Oh, yeah, that's that. I think that's what I should be doing. Yeah, okay.
Okay, yeah, because, I mean, I never felt like it was an uneasy feeling or anything. I didn't know if there was like a message that she was trying to send to me that I'm just not understanding because it seems as though it's like getting stronger and stronger.
I'll give you a quick message, and this is really what I hear is you need to open up your heart to love. It might be love from them, from the non-physical world, but it's opening up your heart to love. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That they want to pour love, and that when I say they, it's like your whole family in the non-physical world wants to pour more love on you. Pour more love on you.
Okay.
Do you have pictures of her?
I actually, to be honest, no, I don't.
Mm.
Not in my house now. I mean, I'm sure that I do at my mom's and my dad's home, but
so. Well, I'll give you a suggestion if you want to connect with her, if you really want to connect well with her. Find a picture of her when she was around 30-ish, 30-something. Not as
okay.
an old lady ready to die, but you got to see her as vital being, okay? If there are pictures of her younger like that, and then you can talk
Absolutely.
To her and you'll get, okay? Because you'll connect with her
okay.
energy because in the non-physical world, she's not going to represent herself as an old lady. She's going to represent her as young and vital. Okay? Try that.
Okay. Sounds good. I appreciate it. Thanks so much, and have a great day.
You too. Bye now.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh. Okay. I have another call. What do you know about that? Yeah. That was good. I was having fun today just talking about being in the zone and how important it is to be in the zone and letting go of fears. All these articles kind of tied in really nicely today about that. Hello?
Oh, hi, this is Carol calling.
Yes, Carol calling. How are you? Is that your last name calling?
No. No, I'm in Northern California, actually.
That's a good
I know
place
you're
to
in
be.
California.
Yeah, near Los Angeles.
Yeah. So anyway, I have a son that's going to go to college talking about being in the zone, and we've applied at a few colleges, and I wanted to see where you see him going.
I'm going to give you a really interesting, simple answer is what I heard, okay? First choice,
uh-huh.
like his first choice.
His first choice, Boston?
Wherever his first choice is. I don't know the place. I just got his first choice. It's not your first choice.
Okay.
Your first choice and his first choice are different. obviously.
Well, his first choice is Boston, but he's already been accepted into Creighton in Omaha. But he's liking that because they've offered him some things and stuff. So, but he always says his first choice is Boston. Okay.
Which school does he want to go in Boston?
Boston College.
Ah. Okay. So, where do you want him to go to school?
Financially, the cheapest.
Okay.
But my heart's in him going back east, and because we also apply to Cal Poly and Davis, and you know those would be cheaper for us.
He'll go back east. Okay. Simple as that.
I think so too. Yeah.
He wants the cultural thing. It's a cultural thing.
And he wants the Catholic college too.
Yeah. So it's a cultural thing. Well, that's a culture in Catholic. Yeah. It's religious culture, but it's a different kind of experience.
That's
what he'll have. Okay. Absolutely.
That's what I'm thinking because I want to give him that because, you know, I've lived here my whole life. And so I'm thinking if I had a chance to go back east when I was young, it might have changed my life a little. So not that my life's great.
A little bit. You would have ended up in the same spot. So it's pretty much. Okay.
Oh, I would have. Do you see us moving anywhere back there?
Wow, that's a big question. Do you want to move back there? Yes, you do.
I do, and my husband doesn't.
Yeah, but it won't be as cold a climate as you're thinking.
Ah, but you see me moving
east. Okay, it might be east,
or
but
south?
It won't be as cold. Southeast,
okay.
Southeast coast. Like, yeah, believe it or not, it won't be as cold as like New England.
Really? So I wonder where then.
You know, it could be like it could be Virginia or the Carolinas.
Yeah. Okay. But I don't have anybody in those spots. Yeah.
Don't worry about it. You'll find someplace. But it feels like you'll go someplace east where it's not as cold as like New England. But
I just want to do it for like a year just to find out what it's like outside my own backyard. You know.
Well, you'll get a cultural. You will get a cultural surprise.
Okay, that's good.
Whatever you choose.
Okay.
So, Virginia.
Well, I'll choose any of them. It's my husband that's the hard to choose.
No,
he's like,
Virginia,
we live in the best weather. Why would you want to go anywhere else? Just for a year.
Because you want to see the variety in weather.
That's what I want to see, exactly.
You want to see the change
of
seasons for once. You want to see what fall is really like with the leaves on the ground and the crunch, 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 right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You want to see the flowers actually bloom in the springtime and trees come alive in the springtime for once.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It
so
is
you'll
beautiful
do it.
Here, but yeah, I want that. Yeah, difference. Okay, that's good.
Okay.
So I'll tell him to start packing his bags. Then he's got.
Yeah,
him.
You want to see all the bugs and the snake and all that stuff too. So that's
exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay,
thanks
and you
want to
see
help,
lots of water, lots of what?
Oh, lots of water. Okay.
Lots of water. Okay. Take care. Have fun.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Lots of water. I just see her along the coast of the east. You know, it would be a beautiful spot to be if I was to move. I just think she lives in Northern California, but it feels like she would be along the coast somewhere. Virginia feels really good for her. And she tried. I tried to put that in there. Northern Virginia, just south of Washington, D.C. It's chilly, but it's not absolutely cold. And there is snow, but it's not that bad. Yeah, okay, right, sure. He's going, sure, any kind of snow. It's kind of similar to Northern California, but a whole different energy. Okay, it's been fun. So what did we talk about? We'll talk about these fears tomorrow. I'll try to bookmark this particular article about 10 fears that come up in our relationships, and we'll carry on with that theme tomorrow. Tomorrow is Friday. I'll be back. And we'll talk about some other things that you want to talk about. And again, I put the link in thing for the classes I'm going to be giving if you're interested in there. And if you have a suggestion for classes, I'd love to hear it. What would you like to learn about in the metaphysical spiritual world? Where do you have holes in your knowledge about metaphysics? Not that I know everything, but I'm a quick learner. And I've had like 20-something years of doing this. Know a bit. So I love you guys. We'll talk tomorrow. Okay, bye.